Can you give us an update on Matthew and Dimitri?
Yeah, Matthew is going to be 4 weeks, we think. That's a big number. But Dimitri had a real good morning today, so I don't have an exact number. I thought that he'd be in that two-week range, but it might be quite a bit less. He had a real strong morning this morning. That one I'm not 100% sure on. I don't have Lowry or Hendricks in tomorrow night. I think they're earliest would be Friday, but I'm pretty confident that if they didn't play then, they'd be ready to get that five-day block after, that both guys would be available after that.
How does Kyle complement Ryan and Patty?
Well, speed. That's the big part, piece that he can add to that line. You know, Patrick's such a great shooter. Brian's a really quick player. What Perreault did well was he got in and he got on it. You know, like he was quick enough to get in there to create some offensive zone time and allow those guys to do the things they do well, and Kyle should be able to add that.
From a coach's standpoint, one of your players recognized his first star in the league for Nick?
Happy for him. You know, he had a great training camp, and he, like the rest of the hockey team, the first two didn't look anything like the training camp he had, and he got right back on it. So confident player right now, a big smile on his face when he's playing the game. That's usually when he's at his best, and that line has had some moments of really powerful hockey.
What have you liked, though, in these three games with respect to his game?
Well, back to that speed and quickness through the neutral zone. I think a simpler game, the goals, clearly, but there were two or three times in the third period where we needed to change gears against Caroline, and he came off the wall and put a puck to the net. And that's that for me. That's when Nicky shoots the puck before you think he's going to shoot the puck. That's when he's dangerous, and he looks like he's got that attitude again with the puck.
You mentioned a big number for Matthew Perreault.
Yeah,
big loss. I mean, injuries. I know a part of this.
Yeah, you know what, Matty's kind of crept into the fabric of the team, and we really we need what he brings, because he finds a way to get on the puck, knock things down, keep it there. An important piece to that second power play unit, but we've got some young guys that are playing in the minors that maybe 2 years ago would have started here, so they come with a little more bite and a little more determination. They didn't get handed a job, so we think we have the pieces here to survive an injury like this.
What does this do? What does this put on Brian Little? He's got a 20-year-old on one side, 19 on the other.
Yeah. That's exactly right, and that's why Brian in some ways is the right guy. An easier, just to balance it out, would have been to move Nick Ehlers to that line. It would be really good, but I just wouldn't want to take that apart right now. That line's been so dominant. So Brian's played with young players, and Brian wants it. Like, he's fine with those two guys. He spent some time in training camp. He's just a good pro, smart pro. I'm glad he's got a long-term deal, to be honest with you, so he's not thinking about driving numbers. You know, he's thinking about winning hockey games, and he's a real good pro, so he's the right guy to work with both those kids.
I guess Matthew got hurt blocking a shot. People are saying, how do you convince guys it's still a good idea to do that?
Well, there's a funny story about how that shot had to get blocked, so control the puck maybe in the offensive zone, and we're not blocking shots in our own.
And that's how you do it.
Yeah. With Kyle, how did he respond to being sent down? Obviously,
I think he went down and played hard, practiced hard. I talked to Pascal just about every day about where those guys are at, so he did it the right way. I think he's very disappointed, as they all are. But turns around, and now he gets a chance, and it's a top six chance, and he's going to have to work really hard to keep that. And we've got other players there that want that opportunity too, so he has to perform. Doesn't have to put pucks in the net. He has to show that he's getting chances, but that's not the big one. He's going to play on that line. You're drawing the other team's better players, and you're drawing the other team's better defense. So he needs to be able to play at that level.
How do you control that mentality on him to want to kind of produce and maybe try it a little too hard?
Well, it fits into the theme with what we're doing here. We believe we've got enough guys that can score goals, that taking care of the right side of the puck and being patient in your game, not casual and not relaxed, but patient in where you try to generate your offense, how you generate your offense. It's what we're all, the whole team, you know, that's for me is the change in the game. In the last three, we've been a lot more intelligent in where we took our chances, and he'll fit right in with that.
Any update on Adam?
Yeah, so not tomorrow, hopefully Friday. If not Friday, then I'm quite confident that he's a player the next game.
Continue to go with Connor and Ned for right now?
Mace is going tomorrow.
Okay. Yep. How do you make that call? Don't want to sit too long?
Correct. And I think his game in the second game, there were outstanding saves. I think that he played well in them. He wouldn't like some of the goals. I don't think we judged our goaltender by how he played in those two games as being the deciding factor for us. This guy's a good goaltender. And based on our schedule, I can't leave him out any longer. I don't want to. I want him back in the net.
And all this talk of team defense, yet you know your secondary scoring hasn't been there.
Correct.
How do you try to jumpstart that?
That was the theme of today. So there's some things. The talk about defense, it's important, critical piece to what we're doing. But we still think we can score an awful lot of goals. For the, let's say, the bottom six guys, they need to find a way to play a game that's slightly different than the top six. I mean, get pucks to the net. I thought Patan's line did it a couple times. Kopp's line did it a couple times where it was a simpler offensive game, puck to the net, traffic to the net. We're working on getting the other two lines to do that as well. But they're not going to snap it around the same way. They're not going to generate the same kind of offense. Those guys got to get to a pretty meat and potato style hockey and get pucks to the net.
You mentioned Matthew being a big part of the second power play unit. The numbers early in the year would say that special teams is struggling here about 70% on the penalty kill and just over 10 on the power play.
Yep.
Are those numbers fair and accurate from what you're
sure, the numbers are fine, but I'm not worried about, that's not the right word, I'm confident with the direction that the PK is going. Like, we've pretty major shift in, I don't think, philosophy. We had some injuries change. So what's happened to it? I liked our power play early. We took Adam Lowry off it because we needed him to kill penalties. I think that hurt the power play a bit. He's a big net front guy, so it changed the way we attack on our power play. We're not putting pucks to the net as much, so we're going to correct that. But Adam's still not available. And then I completely changed the way we run the bench on our penalty kill when I started to use Scheifele and Wheeler and players that I hadn't wanted to, but with the injuries that we had to Hendricks and then Lowry, we've needed to. It's a trade-off, and I know that when I'm running those guys to kill penalties, they don't have quite the same jump on the power play. We got to get our PK down. So we gave up four in the first two games, which is unacceptable, and gave up two and scored two in the next three. So we feel we're trending in the right direction there.
I guess on the power play, Dustin missing a couple games and getting.
Yeah, there's lots of things. At the end of it, I'll just say that we started to move the puck an awful lot slower on our power play than we did, and that was the focus of today, getting back to that speed.
Hendricks get a little closer?
Yeah, quite a bit. Good hard tug here today. Don't have him in tomorrow. We'll start thinking again. He and Lowry are kind of outside chances for Friday, but they're possible.